I can't believe this nonsense.
We crafted over 50 episodes to be treated like this?
Bollocks, I say. Bollocks!
Hey, Sam, what's going on?
Oh, Red, something amazing is going on.
Then why are our writers mad?
Just a small byproduct, but we now have a machine that'll crank out episodes for us using artificial intelligence. We don't need to spend our time and resources writing them now.
So, what are we doing with our writers?
Don't worry about it. I figured the best way to introduce our new way of producing episodes is with this year's anniversary special.
Are you sure this will work out?
Of course! Everybody get ready for the future of the Red Squirtle. Let's fire up that machine. All right, everyone, take your places and action. Last time on the Red Squirtle, Red and his Hitmonchan defeated the Hiker's Machoke in a tough battle. Now Red continues his journey back to Viridian City, but first, he makes a stop in Pewter City. Let's see what awaits him there.
Alright, Hitmonchan, we made it to Pewter City. This is where the first gym badge is up for grabs. We should check it out.
Hitmonchan!
Red and Hitmonchan head towards the Pewter City gym, where they find the gym leader, Brock, waiting.
Welcome to the Pewter City Gym! I am Brock, the Pewter City Gym Leader. Are you here to challenge me?
That's right, Brock! I've come to challenge you for the Boulder Badge!
Very well, Red. I admire your spirit. But I must warn you, I'm a tough opponent. My rock-type Pokémon are known for their strong defense. Are you ready?
I'm always ready, Brock. Let's do this.
The battle begins as Red sends out his Hitmonchan, and Brock sends out his first Pokemon, Geodude.
Geodude, use Rock Throw!
Hitmonchan, dodge and counter with Mega Punch!
Hitmonchan swiftly evades the oncoming rocks and delivers a powerful punch, knocking Geodude back.
Impressive. Geodude, use Defense Curl to strengthen your defense.
Hitmonchan, let's show him our speed. Use Agility!
Hitmonchan's speed increases significantly, making it difficult for Geodude to land a hit.
Geodude, try using Rock Tomb to trap Hitmonchan.
Hitmonchan, use Thunder Punch to break free.
Hitmonchan charges up its punch with electricity, shattering the rocks and breaking free from the trap.
Well done, Red. But I don't think it's over yet. Go on, Onyx!
Hitmonchan, let's keep up the momentum. Use Comet Punch.
Hitmonchan launches a flurry of punches at the towering Onyx, dealing multiple hits.
Onyx, retaliate with Bind.
Hitmonchan, dodge and counter with Ice Punch.
Hitmonchan evades Onyx's binding attack and delivers a chilling punch, causing Onyx to shudder.
Impressive strategy, Red. Let's see if you can handle this. Onyx, use Rock Slide.
Hitmonchan, jump and counter with Sky Uppercut!
Hitmonchan leaps into the air, avoiding the falling rocks, and lands a powerful uppercut on Onyx.
Well done, Red. Your Hitmonchan is truly formidable. You have earned the Boulder Badge again.
Yes, we did it, Hitmonchan! The first gym badge is ours.
Hitmonchan!
Red and Hitmonchan celebrate their victory as Brock presents them with the Boulder Badge.
Red, your skill and determination are commendable. I believe you will go far in your Pokemon journey. Good luck in your future battles.
Thank you, Brock. I won't forget this battle. It was an honor to face you.
With the Boulder Badge in hand, Red leaves the Pewter City Gym, feeling accomplished and ready to take on more challenges. What awaits them next on the Red Squirtle?
Sam, I see here in the script it said that it was an honor to face Brock. This isn't right, right?
Hey, all right. I hear you, Red. Here's what we'll do. Go to the cafeteria. Have a little meal. I'll tune up the machine and we'll try it again.
Okay, but can we also have Squirtle in this one? It's called Red Squirtle, not Red Hitmonchan.
Yeah. I'll include that in the next one. Don't worry, the machine will work its magic.
I don't know, guys. I like this machine. It makes me feel smart.
In the previous episode of The Red Squirtle, Red successfully solved the mystery in Cerulean City and earned the Cascade Badge. Now our heroes continue their journey as they arrive at the picturesque seaside town of Fuchsia City.
Wow, Hitmonchan, just look at this place. Fuchsia City is famous for its beautiful beaches and water activities. It's the perfect opportunity for us to relax and have some fun.
Hitmonchan!
Red and Hitmonchan head straight to the beach, where they encounter a group of surfers riding their waves.
Surfing looks amazing! I've always wanted to try it.
Hey kid, you interested in riding some waves?
Definitely, but I don't have a surfboard or a Pokemon that can surf.
No worries, man. I got an extra surfboard, and I can teach you how to surf. As for a Pokemon, have you considered teaching your Squirtle how to surf?
Squirtle can surf? That's fantastic! I didn't know they could do that!
Excited by the idea, Red and Hitmonchan head back to their campsite to find Squirtle resting by the shoreline.
Squirtle, I've got an exciting new challenge for you. How would you like to learn how to surf?
Squirtle!
Red explains the concept of surfing to Squirtle, who seems eager to give it a try.
All right, let's head back to the beach and meet the surfer who offered to teach us.
Red and Squirtle return to the beach and meet the experienced surfer who introduces himself as Kai.
Hey there, Red. Ready to catch some waves?
Absolutely. And this is my Squirtle, who's excited to learn how to surf.
Great. Surfing is all about balance and timing. It might take a few tries, but I'm sure Squirtle will get the hang of it.
Kai provides Red with a surfboard and gives Squirtle some basic instructions on how to ride the waves. After a few practice runs on the sand, Squirtle's ready to hit the water.
All right, Squirtle, hop on the board and paddle out with your flippers. Once you see a good wave, jump up and ride it.
You've got this, Squirtle. Just remember what Kai taught you.
Squirtle takes a deep breath, hops onto the surfboard, and starts paddling into the ocean. After a couple attempts, Squirtle catches a wave and begins to ride it with enthusiasm.
Look at you, Squirtle, you're a natural.
Squirtle!
Squirtle rides the waves with grace and confidence, impressing everyone on the beach. Red watches proudly, cheering on his Pokemon.
You're doing amazing, Squirtle. I knew you'd take to surfing like a pro.
As the day goes on, Squirtle continues to improve, catching bigger waves and executing impressive maneuvers.
Red, your Squirtle is one talented surfer. I'm impressed by how quickly it learned.
Thanks, Kai. Squirtle has always been determined and eager to learn new things.
The sun sets on Fuchsia City, and Red, Hitmonchan, and Squirtle gather around a bonfire with Kai and the other surfers. All right, Red, what do you think about that one? Pretty good, huh? Had Squirtle in it.
Yeah, it had Squirtle in it. Who's Kai?
It's me, man. You know, Kai. I'm the surfer dude. I help your Squirtle and stuff, you know?
I don't know you.
Hey, he's your best friend now. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You know what? I feel like this really isn't working out. Can we get someone that we know? Can we get Blue in here?
Listen, man, let's just chill out. Let's just share a pizza from Snorlax's Pizza Bed, okay? Grab a couple drinks. We'll be all good, okay?
I don't want to be your bro, dude.
Okay, that's enough, guys. That's enough, guys. You want Blue in it, huh? Yeah, we can get Blue in it. He's a big old character in the show. Go to the water cooler for a hot minute. Maybe say something to Blue, tell him how great this last episode was, and then I'll fire up the machine again. Here we go. In our last episode, Red and Blue found themselves in a thrilling battle at Celadon City Gym. With their skill and determination, they managed to defeat Erica, the gym leader, and earn their rainbow badges. Now our heroes find themselves at the outskirts of Vermilion City, ready to continue their journey.
Blue, it's time for another battle. Let's see how our starter Pokemon have grown since we last battled.
You're on, Red. I trained my Venusaur well, and it's ready to show you its true power. Red and Blue stand face to face, their Pokemon at the ready.
Squirtle, I choose you!
Venusaur, show them what you got. Squirtle emerges from its Pokeball, ready to take on the challenge. Venusaur stands tall, exuding an air of confidence.
Squirtle, let's start off with a water gun attack.
Venusaur, use Solar Beam. Squirtle sprays a powerful jet of water towards Venusaur, but before the attack can reach its target, Venusaur absorbs the sunlight and unleashes a dazzling solar beam.
Squirtle, dodge and counter with Ice Beam!
Venusaur, use Petal Dance. Squirtle swiftly evades the oncoming Petal Dance and retaliates with a chilling Ice Beam. The two attacks collide, creating an intense clash of elements.
Great job, Squirtle. Now, follow up with a Rapid Spin.
Venusaur, protect yourself with Synthesis. Squirtle spins rapidly, creating a cyclone around itself. Meanwhile, Venusaur taps into its energy reserves and restores its health with Synthesis.
Squirtle, let's change tactics. Use Bite.
Venusaur counter with Vine Whip. Squirtle lunges forward, jaws ready to clamp down on Venusaur. However, Venusaur retaliates with a strong vine, wrapping them around Squirtle's body.
Squirtle, break free with Aqua Tail.
Venusaur, don't let up. Slam! Squirtle summons the power of water, infusing its tail with aqua energy. With a swift swing, Squirtle breaks free from Venusaur's grip and strikes back. Venusaur, however, responds with a powerful slam attack, causing the ground to tremble.
Hang in there, Squirtle. Now, unleash your ultimate move, Hydro Pump.
Venusaur matches its power with Solar Beam. Squirtle and Venusaur gather their energy, preparing for their most powerful attacks. Squirtle releases a torrential blast of water with its Hydro Pump, while Venusaur harnesses the energy of the sun, charging its Solar Beam to its maximum. The air crackles with anticipation as the two attacks collide, creating an explosive burst of water and solar energy. The force of impact sends shockwaves through the battlefield.
Squirtle, we can do this! Finish it with Skull Bash!
Venusaur counter with Frenzy Plant. Squirtle tucks its head down, readying for a powerful charge, while Venusaur unleashes a frenzy of plant-based attacks. The two Pokemon collide with tremendous force, creating a spectacular display of power. As the dust settles, it becomes clear that both Squirtle and Venusaur are exhausted from the intense battle.
Squirtle, you were amazing.
So, that one was really good, really intense. You both used some really, really cool moves. Yeah?
I mean, I feel like it was, like, mostly narrator, but...
The episode didn't end either. Like, what happened after, you know, the dust settled? It just kind of, like, sounded like Red won, and I don't like that.
I don't think that was that much of an issue, Blue, but, I mean...
Anyway, also, what's Frenzy Plant? It sounds made up.
Yeah, some of these are... What is Aqua Tail?
Hey, we take some liberties with this. We can take some liberties, right? Take a little inspiration here, a little inspiration there, you know?
I don't know. I just feel like this was just all fighting. Can this machine, like, invent new people? Can we bring in some, like, new, like, a fresh face?
Yeah. I'll plug it in on it, and I'll say we're looking for someone real unique. Someone more... personable than Kai, so we'll do something there. We'll do something there. Go ahead and run. Go away for a minute.
Okay.
Our heroes, Red and his trusty Pokemon, are journeying through the peaceful town of Lavender. As they make their way through the quaint streets, they stumble upon a peculiar scene.
Hey Squirtle, check this out. It looks like there's a commotion over there.
Squirtle!
Red and Squirtle approach a small crowd gathered around a peculiar character, a young girl wearing an oversized lab coat with goggles resting on her forehead and a satchel filled with scientific gadgets.
Excuse me, what's going on here?
Oh, hello! I'm Professor Luna, a Pokemon researcher. I've been studying the unique behaviors of Pokemon in this area, and I just witnessed an extraordinary phenomenon.
Really? What happened?
I was observing a group of Clefairy when suddenly they started dancing in perfect sync. It was like I was watching a Pokemon ballet.
Squirtle Squirt!
Oh, you're interested too, Squirtle? Well, it seems the synchronized dancing is a rare occurrence, and I'm trying to figure out why it happens.
That sounds fascinating. Is there any way we can help?
Absolutely. If you and your Pokemon could assist me in gathering more data, it would be invaluable for my research. Plus, it'll be a fun adventure.
Count us in, Professor Luna. Squirtle and I are always up for an exciting quest.
And so Red, Squirtle, and Professor Luna ventured into the nearby meadow where the Clefairy are known to gather.
All right, we'll need to approach the Clefairy with caution. We don't want to disrupt their dancing.
Got it, Professor. Squirtle, let's observe quietly and take notes.
The trio settles in the meadow, carefully observing the Clefairy's behavior. As the sun begins to set, the Clefairy emerge from their hiding place.
Look! They're starting to gather in a circle. This could be it!
It looks like they're preparing for a grand performance.
Suddenly, a gentle melody fills the air, seemingly coming from nowhere.
Do you hear that, Professor?
It's their own unique song! The Clefairy are using their voices to create a musical harmony!
Squirtle, Squirtle!
Enchanted by the spectacle, Red and Squirtle join in by clapping their hands in rhythm.
This is incredible! The Clefairy's dancing and singing go hand in hand!
As the night sky darkens, the Clefairy's performance reaches its crescendo. They twirl and glide gracefully, their voices blending harmoniously.
Red, Squirtle, thank you so much for your help. This data will provide valuable insights into Pokemon behavior.
No problem, Professor Luna. It was an amazing experience.
With their hearts filled with wonder, our heroes bid farewell to the Clefairy and Professor Luna.
Squirtle, let's continue our journey. Who knows what other extraordinary adventures await us?
Squirtle!
And so Red Squirtle and the memory of the synchronized Clefairy dance embark on their next adventure, eager to uncover the mysteries of the Pokemon world.
You know, I did like this one a lot. I got to clap a lot.
See, I told you, things are gonna be great. Things are with this new machine, it's gonna be great.
Hey, can I clap too, guys?
No, you're not in this episode.
Well, how about this? Our show is known to be ha-ha funny, and this one wasn't really ha-ha funny, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, can you make it funny? Is that a thing you can do?
Oh, is that a thing I can do? Well, it is. All right, you guys, go ahead, take my car keys, take a joyride for a minute, and come back, and I'll have a brand new hilarious episode for you guys.
Squirtle, you have the license?
Squirtle!
In the bustling city of Pewter, our heroes Red Blue and their friend Brock find themselves taking a break from their usual Pokemon training. Little do they know, mischief is in the air.
Ah, it feels good to have some downtime. What do you guys feel like doing today?
I'm up for anything, as long as not another battle against you, Red. I'm still recovering from our last showdown.
Well, how about we explore the city and see what Pewter has to offer?
As the trio strolls through the streets, they come across a prank shop that catches their attention.
Hey, look at this! A prank shop! We could have some fun here.
Pranks, huh? That sounds like my kind of thing. Count me in.
Well, I suppose a little harmless fun wouldn't hurt. Let's go check it out.
Inside the prank shop, they meet the mischievous owner, Prankster Pete.
Welcome, welcome, young trainers. Looking for a bit of mischief, are we?
We sure are. What do you recommend?
Oh, I have just the thing. How about these sneezing powder capsules? Guaranteed to give your opponent a surprise.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Give me a few of those, Pete.
Red, Blue, and Brock leave the shop armed with an assortment of prank supplies, ready to unleash their mischief on each other.
All right, guys, let the prank wars begin. But remember, it's all in good fun.
Oh, it will be, Red. Just you wait.
Throughout the day, the three friends engage in an epic battle of pranks. Red attaches a whoopee cushion to Brock's seat, causing him to jump up in surprise. Blue sneaks up behind Red and squirts water in his face, leaving him drenched. Brock retaliates by switching Blue's toothpaste with mustard, resulting in quite the surprise when he brushes his teeth.
Okay, you got me, Blue. But I've got something special planned for you next.
Bring it on, Red.
As the pranks escalate, the city of Pewter becomes a playground of laughter and surprises. But little do they know, the pranks are catching the attention of an unexpected onlooker.
Hold it right there, you three.
Officer Jenny!
I've been receiving reports of pranks all day. Mind explaining yourselves?
Red, Blue, and Brock exchange guilty glances before bursting into laughter.
Officer Jenny, it was all in good fun. We were just having a prank war between friends.
Well, as long as no one got hurt, I suppose a little mischief is harmless. But remember to be mindful of your pranks in public places.
Yes, Officer Jenny, we will.
With the laughter still ringing in the air, our heroes bid Officer Jenny farewell and continue their prank-filled days, but this time with a bit more caution.
You know, guys, pranks are fun and all, but I think we should also focus on our Pokemon training.
Agreed, Red. Let's not forget our goals as trainers.
Absolutely. But every now and then, a little mischief helps keep the journey exciting.
And so, with a newfound balance of mischief and dedication, Red, Blue, and Brock continue their adventures, cherishing the bonds that they share and the laughter that fills their days. After all, life is about finding joy in both the serious and the silly moments.
All right, that was really good, really funny. I like Prankster Pete.
There needs to be more Prankster Pete.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that.
And who's Officer Jenny?
Yeah, you know, Officer Jenny. It's our character from the Red Squirtle.
You mean like Officer Benny?
Was that their name? Whoops.
You gotta retune this machine, man.
Okay. We'll try one more good one. Something that everybody likes. Something that everyone likes. A Halloween episode. Ooh.
All right, I'm gonna take Squirtle out and with your car again, and we'll be back.
Yeah. You know what? Here. Have my wallet. Go hit up the burger joint. Get yourself something good to eat, and I will have a special episode just for you. It's a dark and mysterious night in the Pokemon world, and our heroes Red and Blue find themselves in the town of Lavender, known for its haunted history.
Wow. Lavender Town looks eerily different at night. The atmosphere is perfect for Halloween.
You're right, Red. I heard stories about Lavender's ghost tower. They say it's haunted by mischievous Pokemon spirits.
As Red and Blue explore the town, they stumble upon a spooky old mansion that stands tall at the edge of Lavender.
Look at that mansion, Blue. It's giving me chills just looking at it.
I bet there's something interesting inside. Let's check it out.
Curiosity got the better of them. Red and Blue cautiously enter the mansion. The moment they step through the door slams behind them, trapping them inside.
Uh-oh. I don't think this was part of our plan, Blue.
Don't worry, Red. We've faced tougher challenges before. Let's explore this mansion and find a way out.
As they venture deeper into the mansion, they encounter strange occurrences, like doors opening and closing on their own, and eerie whispers echoing through the hallways.
This place is seriously haunted, Blue. I can feel it.
Don't be scared, Red. Remember, we're Pokemon trainers. Let's face these spooky challenges head on.
Suddenly, they hear a faint cry for help coming through one of the rooms.
Help! Help!
Without hesitation, Red and Blue rush towards the sound.
Is someone in trouble?
We won't know unless we investigate. Let's go! In the room, they find a group of frightened Pokemon, including a timid Eevee, a scared Cubone, and a nervous Gastly.
Don't worry, little ones. We're here to help.
Yeah, we'll protect you from any ghosts or ghouls. As Red and Blue comfort the frightened Pokemon, they notice a ghostly figure lurking in the corner.
It's a Gengar! It must be responsible for all of the hauntings in the mansion.
We need to find a way to calm it down and restore peace to this place. Using their quick thinking, Red and Blue devise a plan. They gather some berries and offer them to the mischievous Gengar, hoping to win its trust.
Gengar, we understand that you're lonely and want some attention, but scaring everyone isn't the way to go about it.
We promise to be your friends if you stop haunting this mansion. Deal? The Gengar looks at them skeptically, but after a moment, it nods and accepts the berries.
That's it, Gengar. From now on, we'll be your friends. No more scaring people, okay?
Gengar!
With the Gengar now on their side, Red and Blue lead the frightened Pokemon out of the mansion, putting an end to the haunted reign of Lavender Town.
It's good to see them safe and sound. Halloween can be spooky, but it should also be fun and filled with treats.
Absolutely, Red. And with our new friend Gengar, this Halloween turned out to be quite the adventure. As they bid farewell to Lavender Town, Red, Blue, and their newfound Pokemon friends set off into the night, ready to face. So, we got the Halloween episode. We love doing Halloween around here. How'd you think? That one's pretty good. How'd Gengar?
Yeah, it did. I just feel like there's just so much narrator, you know?
And I don't think my character is so happy like that all the time. I really don't think it understands this all too well.
Do we need to be giving people life lessons every episode?
Yeah, it was a show for babies. Come on.
And what are we ready to face? The narrator just said ready to face, and then he just stopped.
I think that's a saying, right? I'm ready to face.
Okay, Sam, I don't think this is going to work out. These episodes don't really have anything going for them.
No, it's yeah. Yeah, Red. You're right. Thank Mew. Ugh, I don't think I could take this anymore. All right. I hear you both. Maybe this isn't the way we should go. I'll go get the writers back.
This is an anniversary episode, right?
Oh yeah, it is. Happy anniversary!
Yeah, anniversary, woo!
Happy anniversary, everybody. I hope you enjoy the weird scenarios we were put in. I love you all, and I'm really excited for future episodes. They will all be fantastic.
Brock.
Yeah?
You're overdoing it. Ready, guys? 3, 2, 1. Happy anniversary! Guys, you're supposed to say... You're supposed to say it with me.
You didn't tell us. You only started counting down.
Come on, it was implied.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Squirtle!
No.
Happy anniversary! Yeah!